The time ran out today for Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki.
This morning, I think some of you also heard Rick take a truly remarkable action. In public remarks, he took responsibility for the conduct of those facilities and apologized to his fellow veterans and to the American people. And a few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accepted.
There may be considerable relief on Capitol Hill, however. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, Shinseki's out, but that's just the part of a whole new urgency thrown at this VA scandal by the White House, right?
Yeah, it's no question about it. After the interim report from the VA Inspector General saying that about 1,500 vets were languishing on a waiting list in Phoenix. Now, before Shinseki's resignation, he said this morning that he was firing the heads of that VA facility. So those people are going to be gone. But then it was when he went to the White House just a couple of minutes later that he offered his resignation. Look, the calls on Capitol Hill for Shinseki's resignation, John, were piling up from all around the Capitol. But there were a couple last night and this morning that really hurt Shinseki's prospects. First, Mike Michaud, who's the head Democrat on the House VA Veterans Affairs Committee, he called for his resignation last night. And then Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. She's a former VA official herself, a congresswoman and a disabled vet herself. This morning she called for Shinseki to go. And it seemed after that point that he wasn't going to have the viability to stay.
You know, and the political question was addressed head on by the president at his news conference. He was asked, is there a political reason for lopping off the head when the scandal comes so deep in the VA health system? And the president said, yes, there are political issues, but it affects the top. Listen.
At this stage, what I want is somebody at the VA who is not spending time outside of solving problems for the veterans.
It's just too much of a distraction for Shinseki. He had to go.
Distraction, that's right. Now, he's going to be replaced in the interim with Sloan Gibson. He's the deputy secretary of the VA now, former head of the USO, while a permanent secretary search is ongoing. But you're right, John. The president did feel, and a lot of people in Congress felt as well, that in a scandal that's going to run deep and broad across the VA, that having a political fight in a political year about who the secretary was going to be a distraction from getting this thing cleaned up.
How long will this be off the table? Probably about 2 hours, right?
I think you're about right about that. Lots of reviews going on, by the way.
Indeed. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent on the resignation of Eric Shinseki, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Thanks, Todd. Have a good weekend.
You got it, John. You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.